Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Two rivals in the race to become San Francisco's next mayor are teaming up. Supervisor Jane Kim and former State Senator Mark Leno are encouraging their supporters to make the pair their first two choices under the city's ranked choice voting system. Phil, what is behind this move?
It's called tag team. Basically, the bottom line is, Margie, that front runner London Breed, the Board of Supervisors president, who was interim mayor and then voted out by Jane Kim and some of the other supervisors, is still in the front place. She's got about 25 to 30% of the vote. Mark Leno and Jane Kim each are between 15 and 20%. So neither of them have enough votes, at least according to the polls, to win this race outright. And so what they're doing is, under San Francisco's ranked choice voting, everybody gets three picks. It's an instant runoff. So if Margie, Phil, and Jeff are all running for mayor, and I come in third, my people that voted for me first, second, and third, they would go to their second choice, and that would go to Jeff, and then Jeff might go up a bit, and then another bunch of my votes would go to Margie, and Margie would naturally eclipse me and Jeff and win. And so that's what they're hoping to do, is use each other's votes to try to outdo London Breed.
And Phil, for anyone who thinks this can't work, I would just remind them about 2010 and Oakland and the mayor, Gene Kwan.
That's right. Like I said, this is this instant runoff voting system that's, you know, aimed at supposedly saving money and making it easier for voters. But, Jeff, I've got to tell you, it's kind of had the opposite effect. Instead of having strong and tough debates around the issues, we have everybody being nice to each other because they're trying to get each other's second and third votes. The other thing about it is that it's confusing, and a lot of voters just tune out. Now, it did work with Gene Kwan because she was up against then former State Senate President Don Parada for the mayorship of Oakland. And Parada had a lot of supporters, but he had a lot of enemies after his many years in politics, and a lot of people didn't like his sort of boss style. And so everybody combined their votes, and Gene Kwan won, and Don Parada didn't. And there was a lot of people not happy about that result. Because I don't care what the system is, people feel that whoever got the most votes in first place should be at least, you know, should win it. And when it goes into the second and third choices, it gets dicey. So, well, that's the play. We've seen rivals become tag team. It's World Federation Wrestling right by the bay. Keep your eyes peeled. We've got about 3 to 4 weeks to go before the election, and I'm sure the tag teams are going to start getting nasty.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.